It's time for our baseball WWE match of the week. Take it away, Chase.
All righty, folks. So as we just touched on, one of the most famously accused players of taking steroids in baseball history, David Ortiz of my beloved Boston Red Sox, JK, announced he will be retiring at the end of the 2016 season. So in his honor, this week's match of the week, we will be having an eight-man baseball bat match where each man in the ring is armed with a baseball bat and the last man standing wins. But the catch is that in order to be a contestant, you not only have to be retired from the game of baseball, but you also had to have been linked to steroids, much like David Ortiz. Red Sox fans, take note. So, first contestant, you have Mark, real men cry when they admit they were on the juice, McGuire. Number two, Sammy, the second coming of Michael Jackson, Sosa. If you don't get that one, I'll explain it after the show. Just Google what he looks like now. Three, Barry, that 100-pound weight gain from the Pirates to the Giants was all natural, Bonds. Number four, Jose, if I didn't shoot my finger off, I'd probably be flipping you the bird, Canseco. Five, Manny, guess we do know what Manny was doing inside of the Green Monster, Ramirez. Six, Gary, managed to play for eight teams and is still one of the least liked players in baseball, Sheffield. Seven, Roger, guess my veins bulging at the sight of Piazza makes a lot more sense now, Clemens. And rounding out the group, Jason, how did I become a good guy and future MLB manager, Giambi? So, the roids have been injected. The bats have been handed out. The juice is running through the blood. Everyone's got a bat. They're taking hacks. Who you guys got?
First, just props on all those nicknames. You did. You knocked it out of the park this week. Well done. I'm going to take Gary Sheffield. Dude has a mean streak. Very underrated. I think he is going to be gunning for everyone out there.
He did call Joe Torre a racist, so I do know that he's got a mean streak.
He's an intense dude.
However, I am going to go with Manny just because it never seemed like there was a lot going on up there. So I just think, you know, he's down for whatever happens.
So like in this group, I think you have the really heavy hitters. And then you also have the guys who can just take a beating. And yeah. You're saying Manny Ramirez belongs in that group.
Not even take a beating. I just think it's like, Manny, you hit so-and-so with that. Okay.
All right. Well, fair enough.
I got to go with Canseco. If you shoot your own finger off, I think you can take a baseball bat to, like, crit the head.
Anywhere. All right. I don't think we're going to be able to come up with a consensus winner here, but very well done. I also think Roger Clemens is, well, he's a pitcher, I guess, so he wouldn't win. Never mind.
He's an angry Texan, man. Never count him out.
Yeah, I just think if it was more of a general combat situation, I would take him. But, you know, the bat swing is a huge factor. Not going to say Barry Bonds. That would be too homerish of me. But very well done. That was excellent. I really enjoyed that. I would love to come back to just some of those guys and those nicknames. Excellent.